It isn't the interest rate or maturity profile that will make HMRC reach for the scalpel. It's your intentions. That's the true power of the UK's unallowable purpose, rule governing loan relationships. In an age where intercompany loans run like veins through global group structures, the UK has quietly installed a potent filter, purpose over form. If even a whiff of tax avoidance is found behind a loan, interest deductions might vanish into the ether. This isn't just a rule. It's a philosophy. The anti-avoidance framework enshrined in CTA 09, S441-442 doesn't simply test whether a transaction was allowed on paper. It probes the motivations behind it. Was the financing genuinely commercial? Or was it a tax-motivated detour dressed in boardroom speak? This lens is transformative. It shifts tax risk from the black-and-white terrain of statutes to the murky fields of emails, intent, and decision-maker testimony. Welcome to a world where, why did you do this, matters more than, what did you do? The strategic implications our colossal executives used to tax certainty will find this unnerving. There's no safe harbor here, only layers of judgment. Loan terms may look arm's length. The structure may align with group needs. But if contemporaneous evidence suggests tax efficiency was the primary driver, HMRC will strike. And with the power to disallow deductions partially, this isn't an all-or-nothing risk, it's a scalpel, not a sledgehammer. That ambiguity is deliberate. It gives HMRC broad room to maneuver. Worse, it brings reputational risk. An audit suggesting a main tax avoidance purpose can spark internal reviews, board-level scrutiny, even investor unease. Why the UK? Why now? This isn't accidental policy. It's a strategic counterpunch. The UK, post-BEPS and amid OECD Pillar 2 pressures, wants to project tax integrity while remaining competitive. CTA 09, S441-442 is a cost-effective, high-impact way to do just that. It borrows from global trends without creating new regimes. Consider the US, where the IRS focuses on economic substance, or Australia, whose Part IVA rules also analyze purpose. But the UK version, though less publicized, may be more practical. It integrates with existing corporation tax systems and allows for surgical denial of relief. In effect, the UK makes it costly to dress a tax dodge as a business decision without scaring off real investment. The evidence game. Documents, emails, demeanor. What's most fascinating is HMRC's roadmap for compliance. They aren't guessing. They want board minutes and draft versions, tax department emails, external advisor slide decks, step plans showing evolution of purpose, and it isn't enough to say, we wanted commercial benefits. You'll need to show how, why, and when those benefits were analyzed, compared, and prioritized. The tax department's communications? Helpful, but potentially damning. If they emphasize tax savings without a commercial counterweight, expect a red flag. The human cost. Anxiety and executive risk. This isn't just about numbers on a return. It's about the people behind them. Chief tax officers now face the burden of documenting decision-making far more thoroughly. Finance directors must think twice before greenlighting group loans without full board deliberation. Audit committees demand assurance that intent can be defended. In high-stakes deals, even well-advised multinationals have found themselves backpedaling, hunting down emails, or reconstructing memories during inquiries. That's not strategy. That's cleanup. Strategic advice for companies: build a purpose narrative, document commercial drivers, not just tax projections. Involve operational teams in decision-making evidence. Don't rely on hindsight. Judges favor contemporaneous evidence. Recollections are shaky, and tribunals know it. Train your board. Directors must understand this rule. Their meeting notes and testimony matter. Treat the tax team as advisors, not authors. Commercial purpose needs to come from business strategy, not tax optimization. For regulators and policymakers, there's a fine line between robust enforcement and creating a chilling effect. The UK's rule works best when targeted, not overused. Expand guidance with anonymized case studies. Offer pre-transactional comfort letters in grey areas. More certainty doesn't weaken enforcement, it strengthens compliance. Cross-border lessons: multinationals face an uneven playing field. The UK's approach may be moderate compared to India.